Property managers have hired a professional snake catcher to catch the second, much larger snake.
The following is a KTCK sports presentation.
There's a new sex tape that's going to hit the internet, and it's going to hit it soon. And this one is another former Baywatch girl, Gina Lee Nolan.
Is she the one we saw in that mug shot?
No.
Who was that?
That is Dennis Rodman's ex.
Yeah.
Or no, that's not Dennis Rodman's ex. But that is Yasmin Bleeth, right. Yeah.
I get all those sluts mixed up.
Right. Well, supposedly, the video is now being shopped to porn sites for more than $1 million. And it shows Nolan, who is 32 now, showing off her new breast implants, Michael.
Nothing wrong with that.
And performing a quote-unquote sex act on her husband, Greg Fallman.
What it could possibly
what kind
be.
Of act?
I'm going to guess fellatio.
I don't think we can say that.
It's a clinical term. It's not a dirty word.
Fellatio.
Didn't he go back to Italy?
Yes, fellatio made it back to Italy. You see her boobs, and she's performing this act, and then you hear her husband at the time, they're divorced now, utter such demands as...
Give it to me, Lance.
Take that bra off for Daddy.
Oh, no.
Mark that for Danny.
It's The Hardline, featuring Mike Ryder.
What do you want to get into? What are we doing?
Greg the Hammer Williams.
Well, yeah.
Also starring Danny Paul.
I am so hungover.
Kevin Scott, Psycho Dave, and Corby Davidson.
Snake order.
As the Cobra. So sit back, relax, because it's time for America's favorite sports show, The Hardline.
Three, two, and one.
Take that bra off for Daddy.
Kick it.
The Hard Line.
3:22 is the time. 22 minutes past 3 p.m. Central Daylight Time. The tuner is on America's favorite radio station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. And this is The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
Warmest greetings, tickheads and ticket chicks.
Hello.
It is Wednesday. We have a very, very big day ahead of us today. A lot of stuff to get to. It's going to be a great day, a wonderful show, and it's emanating live from the Mid-Cities. We're in Hearst today. We are at OB's Soups, Salads, and Subs, which is kind of on the east side of Northeast Mall, kind of catty-cornered from Dillard's over there. It's on Melbourne.
Very easy to get to, though.
Yes.
Very easy.
It's between Pipeline and Bedford Euless Road, right?
Correct.
Yeah, it's not hard to get to at all. In fact, I found my way here without any assistance. And this is one of those parts of the world where frequently I will get lost.
It's very easy.
But
very easy.
I didn't even have to call Psycho and tell him to get a hold of the engineer and tell me where this place is at or anything like that today. So probably what you ought to do is make your way out here and check it out. I believe this is their grand opening.
Yes.
Or, I don't know if this is actually the first day that they've been here, but it's close
enough.
It's
their second day.
Oh, their second day? Well, all right. And there's a big grand opening balloon up on top of this place and a bunch of ticket yard signs out there, so you'll know where you're at.
You can't miss it.
No,
if you get on Melbourne, you can't miss this place. I promise.
Right.
Look for the 1951 Buick Roadmaster parked out front.
Man, is that cool or what?
Yes. Well, wouldn't you like to have that car?
I sure would.
Man.
Now, oddly enough, there is a very unusual anecdote that we have found out about this place.
Yes.
You know, whenever I found out we were coming out here and found out the name of it, you know, we've been talking about it on the air for a couple of days, just like we do all of our road shows. That's what Residual Chit Chat's all about. And
we need Danny and Corby to jump in on this, too. They're going to love this.
Yes.
I thought that I had heard that name before.
Obese.
Yeah, it's O-B-E-E apostrophe S.
Obese.
And I thought that I had heard the name before. I mean, just it was one of those things that was just kind of rattling around upstairs.
You've seen it somewhere.
Right, but I couldn't even come close to placing it, so I really didn't even try. And come to find out, I have, Grego.
You have. Because you know where, Danny Corby, you know where their corporate headquarters are located?
No.
Port Charlotte, Florida.
Obies?
Yes. That's where their, that is where their corporate headquarters are. And you know where their corporate office is?
Behind Gribble's.
Close. You know where the Days Inn is?
Yeah.
You know, as you're going out to that Tammany Drive, you know, to the left where that where the real estate office is?
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
They have an outpost in that.
Right.
That little strip center there.
Wow.
And somehow the name had lodged into my brain pan and stuck. But I couldn't put it together.
So what did they, is it like a franchise place where you buy a franchise?
Yes.
The man over here is shaking his head yes, so yes, Cobra, it is.
Wow. They have 9 locations in the Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex area.
They do?
Yes, I found that out today. I'm pretty much an OB's expert.
Well, we're at the one in Hearst, and we would love it if you would come out here and check out the scene here in Hearst today.
Got to try the broccoli cheese soup. Buddy of mine said it's the best he's ever had. Ever. Ever.
Well, they've got it here today along with cream of potato, Mexican tortilla, and minestrone.
So they have that Mexican tortilla because of the soccer game tonight.
Right.
So come by here and get you some Mexican tortilla soup and go to the soccer game.
Come in.
And they would also like for you to inquire about their wraps. You like wraps, Grego?
No. I'm not a fan of the wrap. But I'm sure they're great here. Just because I don't like them, that doesn't mean a lot of people don't. You know, that's the new rage. You know, wraps are taking over for sandwiches.
Are they?
Yep. They're a little bit lower in carbs.
Well, I think I'm going to be a little bit behind the curve jumping on board with that.
The wrap?
Yeah.
You know what? It's just like eating a burrito sandwich.
God. What was that?
Wow.
What was that?
That was ridiculous.
I don't know, but it was clean.
Was that a cobra laugh?
Yes.
It just sounded funny, a burrito
sandwich.
Well, that's what it is.
Was that a drop?
And no.
They're the only rage.
It better be now.
Don't worry. I'm glad he's mixing up his laugh style.
I'm trying to change. Norm?
All right. On the presentation today, we're going to visit...
That's DEFCON 4 right
now,
there.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you feel comfortable in promoting that?
Should I?
You know what? I talked to him today. He and I talked for about 10 minutes on the phone, BSing. And he said he absolutely will call in. He said he absolutely would. But you know what? I wouldn't be confident enough to do it.
All
but
right.
he told me that absolutely he calls in.
All right. Then in that case... Let's work from the rear here. At 5:50, we're going to look at the crazy scene of Courtney Love.
Maybe we're not.
Oh, we're not?
Something has come up.
Oh, it has?
And Courtney Love may be included in some other e-news type segment, but we have an adjunct to You Know.
We do?
Yeah. That it's not You Know, but it's a cousin of it. And this is pretty amazing what this athlete managed to accomplish in a short period of time. I think it's... well worth listening to. It's not You Know, but like I said, it's a...
Well, what is it? Tell us what it is.
It's
Would somebody get a mini disc on Cactus?
No. It's a prominent athlete, though, that it's the most I've ever heard in this amount of time.
It's incredible.
I mean, it really is.
Is he going to take up a whole segment?
Does it rival Dixon Edwards in his You Know?
Well, I don't know, because this is the first one we've heard. So.
We need you guys to listen and decide.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, fair all enough. Right. We'll do that then. At 5:10, it looks like we're in for a little bit of Little Feet talk. After our big night there last night. And at 4:10, there will be entertainment news for you. So as you can see, a very, very big day here on the presentation. And probably what we should do is get going on it all. We will do that next here on The Ticket.